Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Slavin broadcasting to you from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, this 25th day of February 2009, for tonight's matchups between the Brashear Tigers and the Linn County Mustangs. We're just ready for the starting lineups announcements, so stay with us. We'll start with Linn County. Number 13, Jordan Russell. Number 20, Megan Nickel. Number 22, Jody Rogers. Number 30, Holly Almond. Number 32, Kayla Harvey. Stephanie Elsey, number 11 for the Tigers. Followed by 23, Abby McKim. Number 35, Caroline Slavin. Number 43, Shelby Rogers. And last but not least, number 45, Sydney Slavin. Looks like we've got two Russell girls for Linn County. Shelby Russell will start out on the bench. So whenever I say Russell, I imagine I'll be mostly pointing to Jordan Russell. It's Caroline Slavin jumping against Megan Nickel. We're just about ready to get underway. Here we go. Mustangs control it. And the ball is stolen by Shelby Rogers. Elsey. We'll bring it back the other way. Spin move comes up across the timeline, picks up the ball to Abby McKim. McKim over to Sydney Slavin. And it's poked out of bounds, but last touch by Linn County. Caroline Slavin will inbound it. Inbounds to Rogers, right into the hands of number 13, Russell. She'll bring it across the timeline for Linn County. Around the horn up top to Rogers for Linn County. Back around to the right wing to Russell. Russell tries to get it in the lane, pokes it back out. Ends up in the hands of Harvey. Shot no good. Cross-court pass. Back out to Linn County's number 20. Shot's no good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. Feeds it up ahead, but it goes right in the hands of Linn County. Rogers with the ball, sends it right wing. Back to the corner to Rogers. Back out to up top to Nickel. Round the horn to the left-hand side to Rogers. Rogers brings it around, sends it to the left corner. Back out up top. Back to the right side to Russell. To the right corner. Right baseline. Ball ends up in the hands of Caroline Slavin to Abby McKim. McKim brings it up across the timeline. And Sydney Slavin with the ball to Caroline Slavin. Up ahead to Abby McKim. McKim, left side, tries to get it up to Sydney Slavin. Ball ends up on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Ball will stay with the Tigers. Caroline Slavin set to inbound it. To Sydney Slavin. Back to Caroline Slavin. To Shelby Rogers. Out to Caroline Slavin, around the horn to Elsey up top. Elsey puts it on the floor, dribbles right. To Abby McKim, the left elbow shot is no good. And ball ends up on the floor, but Linn County comes up with it and we're headed the other direction. Send the ball up, all the way up. Shot is up and good by Megan Nickel. And on the inbound pass, Stephanie Elsey has the ball stolen by Rogers. And they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Stephanie Elsey. That's her first, the first foul of the ball game. Russell set to inbound it. Russell sends it right corner. Shot from there is short. And ball goes out of bounds, but it'll stay with Linn County. Inbound and Shelby Russell coming in, and Jordan Russell coming out. Inbound pass to Rogers. Rogers sends it left corner. Back out up top to Russell. Russell sends it left wing. Shot from there for three is no good. And Elzy ends up with it. Elzy picks up the dribble. Sends it up to Caroline Slavin. Caroline Slavin picks up the dribble. Passes it up ahead to McKim. McKim brings it across the timeline. And she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Megan Nickel, I believe. Nope, they're calling it on Shelby Russell. Caroline Slavin set to inbound it to Shelby Rogers, and she's mugged. And they're going to call a foul on Shelby Rogers. I'm sure that was a frustration foul on her part. Her first, second team foul. Tigers fall back. Jody Russell, Jody Rogers, that is, brings it up, sends it right wing. Cross-court pass, left side. Jody Rogers sends it right back, cross-court pass. Shot is no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound. Up ahead to Elzy. Elzy brings it across the timeline. She's going to take it all away. Shot no good. Ends up on the floor. It's saved by Lynn County. Cross-court. Back to the left corner. Shot is no good. Sydney Slavin had it, but it ends up in the hands of Shelby Rogers, and she stepped on the line. So it'll stay with Lynn County. Jody Rogers set to inbound it. Right wing. Back out up top to Nickel. Nickel, left side. To Rogers. Rogers dribbles around the horn to the right side. Resetting the offense. Sends it back out up top. Shot for three is no good. But Nickel gets her own shot. Sends it back left side. Shot this time is no good. And Elzy with the rebound. And she's going to take it all the way. Shot up off the glass is no good. The ball ends up on the floor. And somehow Lynn County ended up with it. Tigers had an opportunity there, weren't quite able to convert. Rogers has it up top, walks around the left side, 3:58 left in the first period. Rogers dribbles around right wing. Looks at running the play, a little give and go, shot up and no good, gets her own rebound and she's fouled. I think the foul is going to be on Shelby Rogers. Yep, that's it. That'll be her second. And Macy Rogers and Emily Ladwig set to check in. Shooting foul. So Rogers will shoot two. The first one's no good. Score is still 2-0, Lynn County. Shelby Rogers comes out, as does Sydney Slavin. Second shot is on its way. That one's no good either. Emily Ladwig with the rebound. Ladwig will bring the ball up. Comes up across the timeline. Sends it to Elzy. Right corner. And it's passed right into the hands of Nickel. Nickel is going to go all the way. Gets the easy rebound. Emily Ladwig. Ladwig spin move. She'll come up across the timeline. And she was trapped right there at the line and stepped over, and they're going to get the over and back. The inbound to Jody Rogers. Rogers brings it up, sends it left wing. Back to the left corner. Back to the left wing to Nickel. Nickel drives it in, spin move, sends it out up top. Pass in, pass back out. Sends to the right corner to Russell. Russell brings it up top to Nickel. Nickel passes it in traffic. Shot is up and off the glass. Good. Inbounds to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline. To Rogers. Rogers brings it in. Shoots it in traffic. McKim with the rebound to Elzy. Elzy sends to Ladwig up on top. To Macy Rogers, And Ladwig was bothered pretty heavily by Linn County, and they call her for traveling. Rogers will bring it up for Linn County. Sends it right wing. In the lane, back out up top, cross court to Nickel. Nickel puts it on the floor, drives it in. Shot's no good, but she draws the foul and will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be on Macy Rogers. That's her first, 14 fouls against the Tigers. Nickel at the line. The first shot, in and out. Substitutions, 14 Jessica Hayes in the game, along with 32 Kayla Harvey. The second shot is also in and out. Macy Rogers with the rebound. Rogers. Cross court to Elsie right into the hands of Linn County. And they're going to get Emily Ladwig with the foul as Jordan Russell was going to the basket. That's her first foul, but now five team fouls on the Tigers, only one on Linn County. First shot is good by Jordan Russell. Linn County now leading by seven. Second shot is on its way, and it's also good. Make that 8-0. Inbound to Elsie. Elsie up to Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline in a hurry. Pass over to McKim. Shot up off the glass. It's no good. Rebound, Linn County. Ball goes out of bounds off of Stephanie Elsie, so it'll come back to Linn County. 1:50 left in the first quarter. Rogers will bring it up. Rogers kicks it right wing, right back at her, right around the horn to left wing. To Hayes. Hayes sends it right side, shot no good. Rebound. Ends up. Shot no good. And they're going to call a jump ball. This time it'll favor Linn County and stay with them. Russell inbound it. Russell to right wing to Rogers. Rogers brings it up the top. Drives it, kicks over left side, but the pass is a little too high. Goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers. McKim will inbound it. Shelby Rogers comes in for Caroline Slavin. Pass to Macy Rogers, no good. Stolen by Linn County. Rogers for Linn County brings it back up top. Drives it in, kicks it right ring. Back to the corner, back up at top, around the left side to Rogers. Rogers hands it off to Almond over the right side to Russell. Ball is tipped right back into Russell's hands, and she's able to put it in for two. 10-0, 50 seconds left. Macy Rogers with the ball up to McKim. McKim has the ball stolen from her by Rogers. Linn County will set it up for the last shot. 36 seconds left. Pass over the right side to number 13. Shot no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound, but Harvey gets her hands on it, and they call a jump ball. 27 seconds left. Ladwig will inbound it. Ladwig to Rogers. Rogers brings it up across the timeline, drives in the lane, and they're going to call a foul. Foul is on Kayla Harvey. That's her first and only the second team foul. Emily Ladwig inbounds it to Macy Rogers. Shot's no good. Ends up in the hands of Rogers again. This time, Linn County gets the rebound. 13 seconds left. They feed it all the way up to number 22. Shot no good. Ends up in the hands of Emily Ladwig. 5 seconds left. Ladwig will bring it up. Up ahead to Rogers. Rogers. Shot no good at the buzzer. I'm not sure if it was before or after, but it didn't matter because it didn't go in. So, at the end of one, Tigers not able to get a single point and trail 10-0. 5 team fouls on the Tigers, 2 on Lynn County. Floor now, at the beginning of the second period, we get McKim, Elsie, Ladwig, Shelby Rogers, and Caroline Slavin. It will be Lynn County's ball, and Jordan Russell will inbound it to awaiting Jody Rogers. Rogers brings it up, kicks it right side. Back out up top to Nickel. Nickel to Rogers on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Nickel. Nickel drives it in. Shot up off the glass. No good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. Over to Elsie. Elsie brings it up to Caroline Slavin. Slavin to Ladwig. Ladwig has the ball poked out by Rogers. She gets the bunny shot. No, it doesn't fall in. Ladwig with the rebound. And they're going to call Rogers for the foul. That's her first. Ladwig will inbound it. Ladwig to Elsie. Elsie swarmed over to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline. To the right corner. To Rogers. Rogers' shot in traffic is no good. Elsie's shot, no good. McKim gets the rebound. Back out to Ladwig just inside the arc. Shot is good. Tigers finally on the board, 10-2. Maybe the Tigers got fired up just a little bit. Rogers sends it over to the right corner to Russell. Russell back up on top to Hayes. Hayes to Rogers, has the ball nearly stolen, but ends up back in the hands of Rogers. And they're going to get, I think, Emily Ladbrook with a foul. They're saying she was in the process of shooting. Not sure about that. But anyway, she goes to the line. Her first shot's no good. Harvey set to check in. Second shot is also no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound to McKim. McKim over to Ladwig. Ladwig. Up to Elsie. Elsie will bring it up. Kicks it back to Ladwig. Ladwig puts it on the floor, dribbles to the free throw line. Shot, no good, but she's fouled. This Lynn County team is like a bunch of gnats. They just won't let you go. They bother you to death. Macy Rogers set to check in. Ladwig now with an opportunity to put some points on the board. First shot, good. Rogers, Macy Rogers in for McKim. Tigers now with 3. Ladwig's second shot. It's good also. 10-4, Lynn County. Rogers will bring it up. Come up across the timeline, kick the right corner. Back out right wing, ran up top. Over to Rogers, left wing. Rogers drives it in traffic, sends it over the right side to Nickel. And they're going to say she walked with it. So it'll come back to the Tigers. Ladwig will inbound it. Ladwig to Elsie. Elsie will bring it up. Back to Rogers. Rogers splits the defenders, comes across. Over to Slavin, right wing. Back to Macy Rogers, right corner. Rogers drives it in, kicks it back out to Ladwig. Ladwig will shoot from the right side, shot no good. In the hands of Nickel. Nickel will take it all the way. And she's fouled pretty hard by Macy Rogers. I think Macy Rogers was going for the swat, but she got an awful lot of arm. That's the 17th foul now on the Tigers, and the second on Macy Rogers. Sydney Slavin now will check in. Nichols' first shot was good. Second shot is up. It's good. Ladwig to inbound it. Just inbounds to Slavin. Back to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline. Ladwig to Shelby Rogers to Elsie right side. Shot is no good. Harvey with the rebound. Harvey hands it off to Nickel. Nickel brings it across the timeline on the far side. Back out to Rogers on top. Back to Nickel left side. Back to the left corner to Almond. Almond cross court to Rogers. The right elbow scoops it back out to Nickel. Nickel back up top to Hayes. Hayes kicks it back. Over the right side. Shot is up and no good. Lynn County with the rebound. Send it back to Rogers up top to reset the offense around the horn to the right side. Shot is no good. Slavin with the rebound. Slavin over to Sydney Slavin. To Emily Ladwig. Ladwig. Bothered a little bit by Shelby Rogers. Comes across the timeline up to Slavin. Slavin is mugged by Nickel, but they call it a jump ball. Ball will stay with the Tigers. 4:32 left in the half. Ladwig will inbound it. To Slavin. Slavin in traffic to McKim. Nice feed. Shot no good. Sydney Slavin with the rebound. Shot no good. Lynn County with the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Sydney Slavin. Emily Ladwig from just inside the arc. Shot no good. And they're going to get Abby McKim for an over the back. That's her first. 18 fouls on the Tigers, so it will send Jordan Russell to the line. 4-12. Lynn County leads it. 4:15 left in the half. First shot. Good. Shelby Rogers in. Caroline Slavin out. Second shot. Good. Inbounds to Elsie. Elsie back to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline. Spin move. Picks up the dribble to Ladwig. Ladwig has the ball poked out of bounds by Rogers. Jody Rogers, that is. So it'll stay with the Tigers. Ladwig will inbound it. Into Shelby Rogers. Back to Ladwig. Ladwig changes direction. Dribbles down the right side. Into Shelby Rogers, back out to Elsie, back to Ladwig, right side. Ladwig has the ball poked out of bounds by Jody Rogers. Ladwig will inbound it directly to Shelby Rogers, back to Ladwig. Ladwig, a little give and go to Shelby Rogers, shot no good. Sydney Slavin with the rebound, and she's able to convert. 14-6 now Lynn County. Rogers resets the offense for Lynn County. Sends it left side to Russell. Back out up top to Nickel. Around the right side to Rogers. To Almond. Left side. Shot up no good. And about two or three shots by Lynn County, none of which were any good. Nickel has it. Feed it back to the right side. This shot is good by Russell. For two. Elsie has it for the Tigers. Brings it up across the timeline on the far side. To McKim. Shot from the baseline is no good. It's a little too strong all the way over everything. Ends up back in the hands of Lynn County. Lynn County does a real good job of boxing out. Does a real good job of pestering everybody. But right there, they didn't do a good job of passing. The pass was too high. Went out of bounds. It'll come back to the Tigers. Caroline Slavin set to check in for Sydney Slavin. inbounds to Elsie. Elsie has the ball stripped from her. Shot up and good by Jody Rogers. Elsie will bring it up. Comes across the tie line. Picks up the dribble. Hands off to Ladwig, but the ball is stolen by Nickel. Nickel sends it all the way up ahead. Nice looking feed, but it ends up in the hands of Ladwig. To Caroline Slavin, up ahead to McKim. McKim brings it across the timeline. Dribbles along the right side. And if that wasn't a foul, it should have been one. They're just going to say it was poked out of bounds, but inbound comes to McKim. To Elsie. Elsie drives it in. Up ahead to Shelby Rogers. Shot off the glass is good. Tigers trail by 10, 18-8. Tigers kind of stayed up with them in the second period, but boy, they had a disastrous first period. Pass over the left side to Russell. Russell back about top to Harvey, around the horn to Rogers, right side. Holes up top to Nickel. Nickel back the right side to Russell. Into the right blocks. Pass in paint to Allman, who shot off the blocks, is good. Ladwig will bring the ball up. Comes up across the timeline, spin move to avoid the defender. Has up top of the key, throws it right into the hands of Rogers. Rogers over the left side to Nickel, and Nickel gets the easy bunny shot. 59 seconds and a half. Ladwig with the ball. Comes up across the timeline. Picks up the dribble to McKim. McKim back to Ladwig, and they're going to get Rogers with a foul. That's her third foul. But I thought they were going to leave her in, but I don't see her out there, so she must have come out. Elsie has it to Ladwig. Ladwig puts it on the floor. 40 seconds. Her shot is short. And Lynn County with the rebound, and they're headed the other way in a hurry. Handed up to Russell, whose shot is no good. McKim with the rebound. McKim brings it up. Lynn County actually falls back in this instant to Elsie. Elsie left side shot. No good. Right in the hands of Harvey. Ball goes out of bounds, but it's going to be off of the Tigers, so it'll stay. So it'll go to Lynn County. 17 seconds left. Russell will bring it up. Sends it left side to Shelby Russell. Russell back out up top to Allman. Around the right side to Russell. To the right, blocks back over the left side. Back up on top, over the right side, and time expires. And Lynn County not able to get out the shot. But we're at halftime. Lynn County leads it 22-8. All right, we're about ready to get underway. In the second half, it will start out with Linn County ball taking the floor for the Tigers. We've got the Slavin sisters, Abby McKim, Stephanie Elsie, and Shelby Rogers. Rogers has it, sends it left wing. Back to the corner to Allman, back up top to Rogers. Rogers puts it on the floor, sends it to right corner. Feed into Allman, back out, sends it over the left side. Shot up and nothing by net by Nickel. Inbounds comes to McKim. McKim brings it up across the timeline, and she's promptly fouled by Jody Rogers, and that will be four on her, I believe. McKim set to inbound it. McKim to Elsie. Elsie comes across the timeline, bothered, has the ball tipped out into the hands of Hayes. Hayes brings it up across the timeline, feeds it right side. Back to the right corner, back out. Up top to Hayes, around the left wing. Left wing, Harvey, cross-court pass over to Russell, right side. In traffic to Allman, back up top to number 14. Shot no good, rebound, Caroline Slavin. Elsie with the rebound. Elsie comes up across the timeline. Dribbles it off her foot, ends up in the hands of Linn County's Russell. Her shot is up and good. Slavin inbounds to McKim. McKim up ahead to Caroline Slavin. Brings it up across the timeline. Back to McKim. McKim, spin move, dribbles along the right side. Back up top to Elsie. Elsie to Rogers. Rogers out to Caroline Slavin. Shot from the elbow. No good. And Linn County's going to take it all the way. Jessica Hayes. Jessica Hayes is fouled as she goes up. Foul is going to be on number 23, which is Abby McKim. That will send Jessica Hayes to the line. Shot is no good. And Megan Nickel with the rebound, and she's fouled. This foul's going to be on Emily Ladwig. That's her third. So Nickel at the line. She'll shoot two. The first one's no good. 28-8 now. Linn County with the advantage. Second shot is on its way. This one's good. Ladwick will inbound it. Up ahead to Elsie. Elsie back to Ladwick. Ladwick brings it up across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. To Rogers. Rogers back to Ladwick. Ladwick comes across the right side. And number 14, Jessica Hayes goes for the steal, and they call a jump ball.
Did you mention it's blackout day? Blackout day. Everybody's supposed to wear black.
Ladwick gets the inbound pass. Back to Rogers. Rogers to Ladwick. Ladwick puts it on the floor. Passes it into Shelby Rogers. Shot from the blocks, and didn't hardly get the shot out of her hand, but she's promptly fouled. The foul is going to be on Kayla Harvey. That's her second, and Shelby Rogers will be at the line. First shot. Good. Second shot. It's way off. doesn't hit any iron, so it'll come back to Linn County. Inbounds to Nickel. Nickel brings it up across the timeline. Left side, Russell. Russell gets it in. Send it back out to Harvey up top. Harvey sends it over to Russell. Russell's shot from inside the arc. No good. Rogers with the rebound. And before she can do anything with it, ends up in the hands of Linn County again. Russell has it up top. Russell sends it right side to Nickel. Nickel cross court to Russell. Right corner, or left corner, that is, to Harvey. Backdoor cut pass. Shot is up and good. Ladwick has the ball. Has the ball mugged from her by Jordan. Bunny pass is no good. But Linn County's Nickel was right there. Tigers didn't come back. Elsie brings it across. Passes it to Shelby Rogers. Shot up off the glass is good. Nickel brings it up across the timeline. Nickel sends it right side. Back to the right corner to Almond. Back out up top. I don't know who she was passing it to, but there was nobody there. Goes out of bounds and come back to the Tigers. Macy Rogers, Sydney Slavin checking in. Caroline Slavin and Elsie come out. Inbounds to McKim. Kim puts it on the floor. Comes across the timeline. Pass to Macy Rogers along the left side. Shot no good. Somehow, Linn County ends up with the ball. Shot from the right side is good by Almond. Ladwick comes up across the timeline for the Tigers. Over to Rogers, left wing. Rogers drives it in traffic. Shot is no good. Has the ball stripped from her. And ends up in the hands of Linn County, but one of the Tigers, I think it was Shelby Rogers, went to get it back, and they call a jump ball. The arrow will favor Linn County. Nickel brings it up, sends it left side to Hayes. Ball is nearly stolen. And they're going to get an over-the-back call against Russell. McKim will inbound it. To Ladwick. Ladwick puts it on the floor. Spin move comes across. To McKim. McKim has it right side. Kicked it back up to Macy Rogers. Rogers drives it in. Shot, no good. Rebound, Linn County. Russell has it, but it's stolen by Ladwick, but they're going to call a jump ball. This time it'll favor Linn County. No, they're going to say it favors Bashir. Rogers drives it in. Passes it to Shelby Rogers. Rogers shot no good. Sydney Slavin with the rebound. Shot's good. Tigers now trail 13-35. Hayes has it right side. Kicks it to Almond. Shot no good. Ladwick there for the rebound. And she dribbles off her foot. Substitutions by Linn County. Almond will inbound it. Almond sends it left corner to Russell. Russell, cross court to Russell. Ends up out in the hands of number 14. Shot no good. Rogers, Shelby Rogers to Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers. Shot up off the glass is good. A good little misdirection by Macy Rogers to get it around the defender. 15-35. Don't hardly see how she didn't walk with it. They get it up to Almond, and Almond carries it. Timeout on the floor. I don't think that Linn County's coach cares too much for the sloppy play by them. although the Tigers have a lot of work to do to get back in this one. 2:12 left in the third. They trail by 20, 35-15. On the floor for the Tigers, McKim Ladwick, Macy Rogers, Sydney Slavin, and Shelby Rogers. McKim ends inbounds it to Ladwick, up to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline, drives it in the lane. Shot is up, no good. Gets her own rebound, stripped away by Lynn County, and we're headed the other direction. Shot up off the glass by Nickel is good. Ladwick has the ball stripped, but it's in the hands of Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers drives along the left side. Feed into Sydney Slavin. Shot is up and good from the left elbow. Almond brings it up. Drives it in the lane. Shot no good. In the hands of Shelby Rogers. Macy Rogers gets the feed. Shot no good. And Shelby Rogers over there for the rebound, and she's fouled. Not sure there's any possible way she could have got that to go in, but she did get the foul. Foul's going to be on Jessica Hayes. That's her first, third team foul. Rogers, first shot, good. Elsie in for McKim. Second shot. No good. Lynn County with the rebound, and they're headed the other direction. Shot from the left side. No good. And out of bounds, last touch by Sydney Slavin, so it'll stay with Lynn County. Caroline Slavin checks in for Sydney Slavin. Russell over the right side. Shot way strong into the hands of Ludwig. Ladwick up ahead to Shelby Rogers, up to Elsie. Elsie back to Ladwick up top. Ladwick dribbles right side to Rogers. Rogers sends it left side to Elsie. He'll shoot for three from the left side. No good. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Shelby Rogers. Nickel brings it up. Nickel sends it left side to Hayes. Hayes drives it in, kicks it back out, ends up in the hands of Russell. Russell, spin move, passes it up top to Nickel. Nickel over the right blocks, back to right corner, back out up top, and Macy Rogers pokes it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Lynn County. Russell set to inbound it. Ball comes in to Almond. Almond passes it out to Hayes. Hayes sends it left side to Russell. Russell drives it in, kicks it to the left elbow. Shot no good. Macy Rogers the rebound. Shelby Rogers that in to Macy Rogers up ahead to Ladwick. Ladwick to Shelby Rogers. Shot up off the glass. It's good. 6 seconds left in the third. Time expires, and at the end of three, Tigers trail by 17, 37-20. All right, here we go. It will be Lynn County's ball at the beginning of the fourth period. Jody Rogers back in the game. She has it, left corner. Back out, left wing, Nickel. Nickel, cross court to Rogers. Rogers feeds it in the lane to Nickel. Shot up off the glass is good. Jody Rogers is her speedster. Do it all. Macy Rogers over to Caroline Slavin. Caroline Slavin shot, no good. Rebound, Lynn County. Ball comes up, pass is too strong, goes out of bounds. Come back to the Tigers.
Sorry, I was just surprised when they just passed the door like that.
Pass up to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it up across the timeline. Feeds it to Elzy. Elzy to Ladwig. Drives it in. Shot up. No good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound, and she's promptly fouled by Russell. That will send Shelby Rogers to the line to shoot two. McKim set to check in. Shelby Rogers' first shot. In and out. Shelby Rogers' second shot. This one's good. Tigers trail 39-21. Jody Rogers with the ball for Lynn County. Brings it up. Passes over the left side to Russell. Russell up top to Nickel. Nickel, left side. Back cross-court pass to Jody Rogers. Jody Rogers' shot no good, but she's fouled, I think, by Shelby Rogers. Timeout on the floor. That will be the second foul on Shelby Rogers. Three team fouls on the Tigers, four on Lynn County. This is homecoming week, and today is blackout day, as you can tell from all the black participants in the crowd. And it's also senior recognition night. So being the father of a senior participant, at the time between the games, I'll go out and get recognized. So how about that? First shot by Jody Rogers is good. Second shot is on its way. This one's no good. Bounces back in the hands of Emily Ladwig. Foul called on Megan Nickel. That's her first.
Really?
Inbound comes to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. And they're going to call a jump ball.
Physical girl.
This time will favor the Tigers. Emily Ladwig set to inbound it. To Shelby Rogers, to Macy Rogers up top. Macy Rogers hands it off to Emily Ladwig. To Shelby Rogers in traffic, shot no good. And Lynn County with the rebound, of course. Inbound is nearly stolen away by McKim. But Jody Rogers finally ends up with it. Comes across the timeline, nice looking feed. Ends up in the hands of Caroline Slavin, and they're going to call a jump ball. Everything looked great about that, except the conclusion. But it will stay with Lynn County. Inbound comes to the left corner to Jody Rogers. Cross court to Allman, shoots from the right elbow. Shot is no good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. They're going to get Harvey with the over-the-back call. Slavin had good position there. 16 fouls, so now they'll be shooting one and one. Inbound comes to Ladwig. Ladwig comes up across the timeline to Macy Rogers. Rogers is going to drive it in the lane. Has the ball stripped. Ends up in the hand of Jody Rogers. Nickel. She takes it all the way. Inbounds to Elzy. Up ahead to McKim. McKim squares up, shot no good. Ball is going to get poked back to Nickel. Nickel sends it all the way up to Allman. Shot up off the glass is good. Inbound to McKim, back to Ladwig. Ladwig, spin move. Brings it across the timeline. To Macy Rogers. Rogers thinks about shooting for three. Kicks it back out to Ladwig. Ladwig will shoot the three. She was fouled, but they didn't call it. Ball ends up back in the corner. Tigers get the trap, get the call for the jump ball. This time it will favor Linn County. I think Renee forgot to hit the arrow button, so it'll come relax to be the Tigers' ball. Ladwig will inbound it to Elsie. Elsie dribbles it back out up top. Over to Ladwig. Ladwig's shot from the right side is no good. Macy Rogers the rebound, and she's able to get the shot off the glass. 23-44, Linn County. Jody Rogers brings it up with 4:44 left in the ballgame. Rogers drives it along, kicks it right side to Allman. Shot no good, foul by Slavin. Slavin in a position where she had to guard the gal coming in and guard the gal on the right blocks. She couldn't get in position. Jody Rogers in, shot no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. Rogers dribbles behind her back, feeds it in, right into the hands of Linn County's Harvey. Pass up ahead to a wide open Jody Rogers is up and good. Ladwig brings it up. Ladwig to McKim. McKim feeds it into Slavin. Shot up off the glass. No good. Poked back out to Ladwig. Ladwig shot. No good. Linn County with the rebound. Two on one. And they're going to call Jody Rogers with the travel. Inbounds to McKim. McKim picks up the dribble, is in trouble, gets it over to Macy Rogers. Rogers brings it across the timeline. Rogers in traffic. Shot is up and good. 25-46, 3:33 left in the ballgame. Jody Rogers brings it up. Jody Rogers dribbles right side. Feeds it over the left block. Shot, no good. Rebound, Slavin in the hands of Elsie. And I guess they're going to, it's around the corner from me. I can't see it, but I think they say it went out of bounds off of Elsie. Timeout by Linn County. I think there must be an equipment problem there. Jody Rogers has a big knee brace. I think she's having a little trouble with it. No, actually, it was on the other side. It's taped. So, a timeout on the floor, 3:16 left in the ballgame. Linn County leads it 46-25.
Where do we go? Over the art room. You know, we can go through that resource room.
All right, after timeout, Macy Rogers comes across the timeline, drives it in the paint, and she promptly walks with it. Shelby Rogers comes in, McKim comes out. Jody Rogers has it. Comes across the timeline on the far side. Sends it to the left side. Shot is no good. Harvey with the rebound. Cross court to Jody Rogers. Jody Rogers sends it to the corner. Jody Rogers backdoor into Nickel. Able to get the easy bunny shot. Inbounds to Elsie. Elzy up ahead to Caroline Slavin. Hands it off to Elzy. Elzy to Shelby Rogers, the right block. Shot is no good. Lynn County with the rebound, and we're off to the races. Shot no good. Second shot no good. This one goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Lynn County. Sydney Slavin comes in. Ladbug goes out. Jody Rogers' shot, no good, right in the hands of Macy Rogers. Hands it off to Sydney Slavin.
Ready for it.
Back out to Macy Rogers. Rogers, shot for three, no good. Lynn County with the rebound. And they're going to, in fact, they're going to say that Russell stepped out of bounds. Ball comes in. It's kicked out by Macy Rogers. Ball comes in again in the hands of Jody Rogers. Rogers comes across the timeline. Drives it in. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Shot goes out of bounds off of the Tigers, so it'll be Lynn County ball. Jessica Hayes will inbound it. Gets it into the blocks. And ball ends up on the floor. Macy Rogers was out of bounds when she had it, and so they call out of bounds off of her. Jody Rogers will inbound it. Sends it all the way up top, around the horn to right side. Shot, no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound to Sydney Slavin. And they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on 22, Jody Rogers. I think she's done. And that will also send Sydney Slavin to the line with the one-on-one.
Didn't make these. She's responsible for one day of the shot. One day of the shot point.
First shot. No good. And Lynn County is off to the races. Ball is poked by Macy Rogers. Rogers drives along the left side of the lane, gets the roll in the bucket. Macy Rogers goes for the steal from Nickel. Call for the foul. Five fouls on the Tigers. So Lynn County will get the ball out of bounds. Inbounds comes to the left side. Nice looking feed into Allman. Ball goes out of bounds though. But it'll be off the Tigers, so it'll be Lynn County ball. Russell will inbound it. 106 left in the fourth. Inbounds, oh man, on the right block. Nobody there. Shot no good. Rebound Lynn County, and I think they're going to say Nickel was out on the line. So the ball comes back to the Tigers. Inbounds to Elzy. Elzy, spin move, comes up across the timeline, right side. Into Slavin, ball was low. They're going to call foul on Elzy. Russell will inbound it. 52 seconds left. Ball comes in to Hayes. Shot no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound. 43 seconds. Macy Rogers brings it up across the timeline. Drives it in. And into traffic. And they're going to call a jump ball. It'll come right back to Lynn County. Kind of the story of the game. Inbounds to Almond. Almond hands it off to Russell. Russell brings it across the timeline. Hooks over the right side, back out up top, shot from the elbow. And Lynn County gets the rebound and the shot. Jordan Russell with the shot, 20 seconds left. Elzy has it. Elzy up ahead to Slavin. To Sydney Slavin. feeds it back out to Caroline Slavin, but they're going to call number 14, Jessica Hayes. Got the steal, but they call her with the carry in the ball. 6.4 seconds left. Kelsey Davis is set to come in. Inbounds comes to Macy Rogers, and she gets the three-point shot. Time expires, but the Tigers come up short, 50-30. So stand by for senior night for the introductions, and then we'll have 10 minutes between games after that, and so we'll be back in a few. All right. We've already had the senior night introductions and pictures and all that. And now we're ready to get started with the boys' game. They've already introduced the players. Linn County controls. O'Kane brings it across. The feed in the lane to Bennett. Back out up top. Feed to the left corner, or right corner to Bennett, that is. Bennett up top to Reardon. Reardon to Bowen, back to Reardon in the lane. Back out up top around the horn, the left side. Linn County doing a lot of passing over the right wing. Shot from the right wing, no good. Treasure with the rebound. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Hazen to Treasure. To Fertig, right corner. Fertig. Feeds it back out to Hazen, right side. Hazen bounce pass to McKinn to Treasure on the left block. Shot no good. Linn County with the rebound. O'Kane brings it up. Feeds it in. Pass comes back out to Bowen. Bowen to O'Kane. O'Kane to Bowen. Bowen over the left side to Reardon. Reardon shot, no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound, but he stepped out of bounds. McKim, getting his start for senior night, comes out. Thomas comes in. Now the Tigers have their starting lineup. Inbound pass from Reardon. Poked out of bounds by Treasure, so it'll stay with Linn County. Reardon into Bennett. Bennett, left side. Pass between two Linn County players. Neither one of them knew for sure where it was going or who was supposed to get it. So it goes out of bounds. Come right back to Tigers. Thomas has it up top, back to Hazen. Hazen back to Thomas, left side to Treasure, left corner. Treasure, Thomas, feed in the lane to Kylie Watson. Shot no good. Fertig with the rebound and a hook shot. Don't see that hook shot very much. So Tigers on the ball, on the board first. The feed comes across to Bennett. Bennett to Reardon. Back to Bowen. Bowen right side sends it up top to Reardon. Reardon sends it left side to O'Kane. O'Kane tries to get it in, but it comes right into the hands of Kylie Watson. Watson to Hazen. Comes across timeline to Thomas, right corner. Back out to Hazen, right side. Hazen has a little trouble holding on to it. He regathers it, gets it to Fertig, to Treasure, back to Kylie Watson in the lane. Spin, fadeaway, jump shot is no good. Thomas with the rebound, but he's fallen out of bounds. He just threw it in and it ends up in the hands of O'Kane. O'Kane to Reardon. Shot up off the glass is good. Watson to Hazen. Hazen comes across the timeline on the far side, and they're going to get O'Kane with a reaching foul. Ambrosia comes in. Treasure comes out. Ambrosia getting a lot of playing time. Going to be the sixth man. You can see Thomas has it. Feeds it to Kyler Watson in the paint. Falls down but keeps his dribble. Sends it back out to Hazen. And they're going to get up Kane with another foul. O'Kane comes out, replaced by Montgomery. Inbounds, Kylie Watson, left blocks as the ball stripped, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Treasure comes back in. Ambrosia comes out. Must have been a little training going on there. Fertig will inbound it to Hazen. Hazen back to Fertig on the right wing. Drives it in, a little floater, no good. Trey Treasure goes up. He's a little out of position for where the ball was falling, but got enough hand on it to get the jump ball call. Thomas will inbound it for the Tigers. They get it to Kylie Watson in traffic. Shot is blocked, but it ends up back to Hazen. Hazen to Fertig, left wing. Fertig back to Hazen, shot for three. Boom! Goes the dynamite! Woo! Passes. Blocked by Fertig, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Linn County. Bowen inbounds it to a waiting Reardon. Reardon gets it up ahead over to Bennett. Bennett drives baseline, reverse layup is poked out of bounds by the Tigers. Stay with Linn County. Tigers on top, 4-2. Must have called that a two-point shot rather than three. It was a long three. Spin move by Linn County. Fertig ends up with it. He's going to take it coast to coast. Shot no good. Kylie Watson's there. Shot no good. And it's going to be booted out of bounds by Montgomery. Except they're going to call it a jump ball. This time it'll stay with Linn County. I don't hardly see how they call that because he just booted it. But they didn't ask me. Inbound comes to Bowen. Bowen up ahead to Bennett. Bennett has a little trouble, but gets across to Hostetter. Hostetter cross court over the left side. Shot for three is going to be no good. Thomas with the rebound. Thomas sends it up ahead to Fertig. Fertig is going to pull it out to Hazen. Hazen has it up top to Thomas right side. Tries to get the back door, but doesn't get enough altitude or length on it. Ends up in the hands of Bennett. Bennett brings it across the timeline on the left side. Feeds it in traffic to Hostetter. Shot is up and good. Hazen brings it across the timeline. We're all tied up at 4, 3:29 left. Feed into Trey Treasure. Treasure in traffic out to Thomas. Thomas not able to get the shot up. Linn County ends up with it. Bowen hands it off to Bennett. Bennett back to Bowen up top around the corner. Left side to Reardon. Back to the left corner. Shot to three. No good. Treasure's going to come up with a rebound. Treasure to Hazen. Hazen comes up across the timeline. Sets the offense. To Thomas. Feed into Kylie Watson. Nearly has the ball stripped, but takes it in paint. And they're going to say he traveled. Probably could have called him with a charge. He's probably lucky in that respect. If he was pushing off to get some spacing to put the ball up. Ambrosia comes in. Fertig comes out. Inbounds to Reardon. Reardon back to Montgomery. Montgomery brings it across. Ball is nearly stolen by the Tigers. But somehow, Bowen threaded through the needle, gets into the lane, and puts it up. It's good. Coach Rover not happy about it. 2:35 left in the first, and Linn County is on top, 6-4. Still can't believe that they called Hazen's shot a two-point one, because it sure looked like three to me. He's a Tigers ball. Inbound comes to Hazen. Hazen to Fertig, right wing. Fertig tries to get it in traffic. Pass through the needle, and it's booted out of bounds by Linn County. Hazen comes out. Thomas comes in. Ball will stay with the Tigers. Thomas will inbound it. Thomas at the Furtick. Furtick shot from the blocks off the glass is no good. Trey Treasure there for the rebound and gets the shot up off the glass. Tied up again at six. Hazen ready to check back in. The feed comes up to Bennett. Bennett wants to drive the baseline. Ball is dumped back out in the hands of Bowen. Shot from the right side. No good. Somehow, Bennett gets his own rebound. Draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be on 33, which is Kylie Watson. That's his first, and actually the first team foul on the Tigers. First shot, no good. Bennett with the chance to redeem himself. Treasure comes out. Ambrosia comes in. 2 minutes left in the first. Bennett's second shot. This one no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. The Furtick. Furtick up the head to Hazen. Hazen to Furtick, right wing, into Kylie Watson. Watson brings it out to the corner to Furtick. Furtick takes it in, a little floater, no good. Watson there for the rebound, shot no good. Gets his rebound, shot no good. Lynn County with the rebound. Tigers need to get these to fall. Bowen brings it across, kicks it back out to Reardon. Reardon sends to the left side, shot for three. Good. By Montgomery. That one is going to be a three. Thomas brings it across the timeline. Thomas to Hazen. Hazen shot for three. No good. Into the hands of Kylie Watson. Shot up off the glass. That one is good. Power move by Watson. Reardon up to Bowen. Bowen cross court over to Montgomery. Montgomery up top to Reardon. Back to Montgomery. Nearly walks with it. Back up top. Bowen. Head fake. Kicks it out to Reardon. Reardon sends it to the corner. Cross court. And they're going to get Bowen with the walk. A lot of work there by Lynn County and nothing to show for it. Lynn County all falls back. Thomas inbounds it to Hazen. 49 seconds. We'll see if the Tigers hold for the last shot. Over to Furtick. To Treasure at the free throw line. Shot no good. Lynn County with the rebound. 37 seconds. And they're going to get Bennett with the charge. Hazen was there at the right blocks. Well set. Didn't move. Took the hammer. Drew the foul. That's the first foul on Bennett. 34 seconds now. Hazen brings it up. Hazen over to Thomas. Left. Treasure to the elbow. Back out to Hazen. Right side. In traffic to Treasure. Don't know what was going on there, but that shot nowhere even close. Lynn County with the rebound. 15 seconds left. Kick it out to Bowen. Bowen's shot for three. No good. Somehow Lynn County with the rebound. Bowen has it up top. But defeated in. Shot is partially blocked. Time expires. Treasure tried a shot from the full length of the court. And it was just a little short. So, at the end of the first quarter, Tigers having a little bit of trouble. They're behind by 1, 8-9. You just have this feeling that the Tigers are just going to explode here anytime soon, and maybe they will. It will be the Tigers' ball at the beginning of the second period. Furtick is set to inbound it. Furtick to Hazen. Hazen to Thomas, left side, back to Hazen, around the horn to Furtick, right side, back to Hazen. Hazen to Thomas, back to Treasure, to Kylie Watson, left block shot is up and good. That's been there all night, but they just haven't been able to get it to fall. The ball is stripped. Trey Treasure ends up with it. His little scoop shot is up and good. He went over the top of Reardon to get it. I thought maybe he was going to try and dunk it. Bowen brings the ball up as the ball poked out of bounds, so it'll stay with Linn County. Montgomery sends it up to Reardon. Reardon has it back to Montgomery. To Bennett. Shot in a lot of traffic. Ends up in the hands of Hazen. But it was on the floor, so they're going to call a jump ball, and it will favor Linn County. Montgomery will inbound it. Montgomery sends it all the way up, right into the hands of Furtig. Furtig, 2-on-1 over to Hazen. Hazen shot up off the glass. It's good. That was pretty. Uh-oh. Linn County's player falls down. They feed it in to Treasure. Treasure was taking it up, and he got fouled, so he'll go to the line. The foul is going to be on Montgomery. Timeout on the field. Tigers now starting to get things rolling. 14-9. Up by a nickel. Treasure to the line to shoot two. First shot is on its way. It's good. Second shot. It's good. Tigers now extend their lead by 7. Inbound pass comes across to Reardon. Reardon thought about taking it in. Pass it back out to Montgomery. Montgomery can't get to the ball. Goes out of bounds. It'll come right back to the Tigers. Thomas into Hazen. Linn County draw all falls back. Pass over to Thomas to Treasure in traffic. Over to Hazen. Hazen, bounce pass. No look pass to Kylie Watson by Treasure. Shot no good. Linn County ends up with it. Reardon has it. Hands it off to Montgomery. Montgomery brings it across the timeline. Montgomery nearly walked with it. Sends it to Bowen. Bowen guarded by Furtig real close. And they're going to call a foul on Furtig. Looked like he was covered in fair and square. But he got the foul. Reardon will inbound it. Gets it to Montgomery. Montgomery on the right side. Hazen goes for the steal. It's booted back. Hazen somehow comes up with it to Thomas. Thomas feeds it in to Furtig. Shot up off the glass. It's no good. Linn County with the rebound. Somehow, Furtig ends up jumping just to side. Time the ball was being passed, gets it right in his face, his ball's out of bounds, so it'll come back to Linn County. Ball comes in to Bennett. Bennett feeds it up to Fusco. Fusco has a hard time with it, gets it to Furtig. Furtig back to Thomas. Oh, that was a nice feed. 18-9 Tigers. Fusco has it. Fusco to O'Kane. O'Kane brings it across the timeline. Feeds it to Fusco. Left corner back out up top to Bowen. Bowen shot for three. Is no good. Right in the hands of Treasure. Up ahead to Thomas. Up to Furtig. Furtig shot up off the glass. Is good. Tigers starting to get things rolling. Bowen comes across. Kicks it back out to Fusco. Fusco thought about three. Sends it over to O'Kane. O'Kane. Pass over left side to Hostetter. Hostetter to Fusco. Fusco back to O'Kane left wing. Pass in the paint to Bennett. Bennett's shot looked like it was blocked fair and square, but they call a foul. The foul is going to be on Thomas. One of those deals where he went up, Thomas had his hand on the ball at the same time he did. Bennett's shot. No good. Ambrosia Snelling checking the game for Treasure. And somebody else. I don't know who else came out. Hazen is still out there. Thomas is still out there. Kylie Watson's out there. Second shot. It's no good. Watson with a rebound. Up to Thomas. Thomas brings across the timeline. And he's tripped by Bennett. Bennett's second foul. Five now on Lynn County. Thomas will inbound it. To Ambrosia, back to Hazen up top. Hazen to Snelling left side, back to Hazen, back to Ambrosia right side, back to Hazen, back to Ambrosia to the right elbow to Thomas, baseline. Kylie Watson, first shot no good. Second shot no good, goes out of bounds off of Kylie Watson, so it'll come back to Lynn County. Inbound to Fusco. Up ahead to Bennett. Back to O'Kane. No, I'm sorry. That's Montgomery. Montgomery brings it across. Back to O'Kane. Kane's shot. No good. Snelling with the rebound. Snelling back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia up ahead to Thomas. Thomas to Ambrosia in traffic. Turnaround jump shot is up and good. O'Kane has it. O'Kane comes across the timeline. And O'Kane runs into Thomas. No foul call, but he stepped out of bounds. So at 4:23 left in the half, Tigers on top 22-9. It's going to be the Tigers' ball after the timeout. Hurtig will inbound it to awaiting Hazen. Lynn County all falls back. Hazen brings it up. Sends it to Ambrosia, right side. Ambrosia's going to square up for three. Shot, no good. Hostetter with the rebound. Hostetter has trouble getting rid of it. Gets the Fusco on up ahead to Montgomery. Montgomery back to O'Kane. Bounce pass over the right side to Bennett. Bennett decides to drive the baseline. Does a reverse layup, draws a foul, shot's good, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul is going to be on 21, which is Anthony Ambrosia. Kylie Watson and Matt Thomas come back in. Hazen and Snelling come out. Bennett to the line. Shot, good. 22-12. Thomas brings it up. Sends it off ahead to Treasure. Treasure back to Kylie Watson. To Thomas up top to Ambrosia left side. Ambrosia, no look pass to Thomas. Little left-handed floater is good. Fusco has it. Fusco comes across, gets the feed to number 12. Shot no good. Ends up in the hands of Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it up across the timeline. To Treasure at the elbow. Feed to Watson. Watson nearly has the ball stripped. And he does. Loses it. Bennett takes it. Somehow, they did not call a foul on Thomas. They called the block. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Lynn County. I'm surprised there wasn't a foul there. But it will be Lynn County's ball. The inbound ends up in the hands of Kylie Watson. Up ahead to Treasure. Treasure tries to get it up to Thomas. Ball wasn't on the mark. Goes out of bounds. They'll come right back to Lynn County. Reardon will inbound it to awaiting O'Kane. O'Kane comes up across the timeline. Back to Reardon, left side. Reardon wants to take it in, but kicks it back out to O'Kane. Kane guarded by Thomas. Kane tries to get it in. Ends up in the hands of Kylie Watson, up ahead to Fertig. Fertig delays a second at the blocks and has everybody end up on top of him. So he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on O'Kane. Third foul on O'Kane. 2:51 left in the half. Fertig at the line. First one. In and out. Little discussion between the refs and the coach. Fertig's second shot. This one's good. And they're going to say that somebody from Linn County stepped in, so he'll get a chance to. So the first one didn't count, so he'll shoot another one. It's good as well. Tigers get both of them. Lead now 26-12. Reardon has it. Back to O'Kane. O'Kane with three fouls, splits the defenders, kicks it over to Fusco. Fusco cross court to Reardon. Reardon squares up the three, shots up and good. Hazen into Watson. Back to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline to Thomas. Thomas drives it in, kicks it over to a streaking Ambrosia, gets the roll. Wow. O'Kane. O'Kane goes in. I think they could have called him with a charge, but instead they're going to call Kylie Watson with a foul. No, that's not right. It's going to be on 23, which is Hazen. O'Kane's first shot, good. Treasure comes in, Ambrosia comes out. Hazen's first foul, 15 fouls on the Tigers. O'Kane's second shot, no good. Treasure there with the rebound up to Thomas, feed into Hazen. Hazen squares up the free throw line, gets the shot to fall. O'Kane with the ball up to Fusco. Fusco back to O'Kane, comes across the timeline. He's going to do it again. And they're going to say walk with it. Linn County determined that they're going to take it to the Tigers in the paint. Don't know how that's going to work. Hazen has it. Hazen to Fertig, right side. Back to Hazen, around the horn to Thomas. Back to Hazen. Hazen nearly walked with it. Over to Fertig, right side. Back to Hazen. Hazen's going to shoot for three. This time it's good. And it is a three. Tigers lead now, 33-16. Tigers with the steal. Thomas takes it up, gets the lay. It'll fall in. 35-16, 1:34. Fusco has it. Fusco comes across the timeline, has the ball poked out of bounds by Fertig. Reardon will inbound it. Gets it to Bennett, back out up top. O'Kane has it. Sends it to Fusco on the right side. Tries to get it to Bennett. Bennett shot no good. He gets it back, though. Sends it out. Don't know who he's sending it to. They're going to call the over and back. Think he was in trouble, and he just wanted to get rid of it. Unfortunately, there wasn't anybody out there to gather it up. Thomas will inbound it to awaiting Hazing. 109 left in the second period. Hazing to Treasure. A little no-look pass, but unfortunately right in the hands of Bennett. Bennett, scoop shot up good. Ambrosia, back to Hazen. Tigers say, you want to play this fast game? We'll play that too. Hazen dribbles around left side, shot up and good. That is not going to work for Linn County. Ball comes up to Fusco. Fusco back to O'Kane. O'Kane brings it up across the timeline to Fusco, left side, back to the left corner. Pass in traffic. Ball ends up on the floor. Ambrosia has it. Kylie Watson up to Thomas. Thomas back to Treasure. Treasure. Spin move. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Shot no good. Kylie Watson there. and he takes it up and draws a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two with 20 seconds left in the half. Tigers on top, 37-18. Verdict set to come back in. The foul is on O'Kane, and he's got four now. Second shot, or the first shot by Watson is good. O'Kane will set down. Treasure comes out, replaced by Furtick. Second shot is good as well. Ambrosia nearly stole the inbound pass. Comes up ahead to Bennett. Bennett cross court. Furtick did steal this one. We're headed the other direction in a hurry. Kylie Watson shot up off the glass is good. These guys just don't quite have the muscle to stay with a fast-paced game. Time expires. Tigers on top, 41-18. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few. 2 minutes left on the halftime clock. Tigers on top, 41-18. Tigers had all kinds of trouble getting things going in the first quarter. But they got the Cobs blew out of the carburetor in the second quarter and went on a 16-0 run. Lead at halftime, 41-18. On the floor for the Tigers, Watson, Treasure, Hayes, and Fertig, and Owen getting some time. It will be Tigers ball. Fertig is going to get it, and Hazen is going to be waiting there. Lynn County a little slow breaking the huddle coming out on the floor. All right, we're underway. Hazen has the ball. Walks it across the timeline. To Owen, left side, back to Hazen. Hazen to Fertig. Fertig, right side, sends it back out to Hazen. Hazen passes it in traffic. Kylie Watson to Treasure. Treasure draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Reardon. That's his first. First shot, up and good. Treasure's second shot, it's no good. Owen with the rebound. And there's going to be a jump ball. Owen went up and got it, pulled it down. Redden will inbound it. Inbound comes to Montgomery. Montgomery up to Hostetter. Hostetter loses it out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers. Hazen in to Watson, right back to Hazen. Hazen, bounce pass over to Fertig. Fertig into Kylie Watson in traffic. Shot up, no good. Treasure there for the rebound. Shot, no good. Ball ends up on the floor. And they're going to call Hostetter with the travel. Treasure to Owens to Watson in traffic. And Watson draws the foul, but they're going to call it on the floor. Timeout on the floor. It will be Tigers ball out of bounds. Two team fouls on Lynn County. The foul was on Hostetter. So a 7:16 left in the third. Tigers on top, 42-18. Fertig set to inbound it. Fertig into Kylie Watson. Shot up off the glass is good, and he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Reardon. Watson with the chance for the old-fashioned three. Second foul on Reardon. Three team fouls now on Lynn County. Shot's up. Good. Inbound to Bennett. Bennett sends it all the way up ahead to Reardon. Nobody there. They get the easy basket. Hazen comes across the timeline. A little miscommunication there, apparently, to Owen. Owen has the ball stripped from him by Montgomery. Ball ends up on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. It will favor the Tigers. Owens inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen comes across the timeline. Over to Furtig, back to Hazen. Over to Owens, left side, to Watson in traffic. He tries to get it in to Treasure. The ball is kicked. It will stay with the Tigers. Furtig will inbound it. Furtig to Owens. Owens tries to get it up. Ball is tipped back to him, and Owens steps on the line then. Inbound by Reardon. Reardon to Montgomery. Montgomery will bring it up across the timeline on the near side. Out to Bowen. Bowen guarded by Furtig. No look pass in traffic to Hostetter. Ends up in the hands of Treasure. Treasure sends it up to Hazen, but it's a little strong on the pass. Goes out of bounds at the opposite end of the floor. Reardon will inbound it. Reardon to Montgomery. Montgomery picks up the dribble, hands it off to Hostetter. Hostetter can't hang on to it. Ends up in the hands of Owens. Owens shot, up and good. Lynn County comes across in a hurry. Shot's no good. Ends up in the hands of Hazen. My gosh. Owen sent it up. Ball comes up just a bit short. Bounced around two or three times. Ends up in the hands of Treasure. Treasure's able to put it up. Gets the shot to fall and draws a foul. Foul is going to be on number 12, Bennett, and that's three on him. Treasure to the line. Gets it to fall. Tigers now lead by 30, 50-20. Substitutions by the Tigers. Stronger with the steal, but he stepped out of bounds, so it'll stay with Lynn County. We've got Scudder, Thomas, Snelling, Songer, and Ambrosia on the court for the Tigers. The inbounds comes to Montgomery. Montgomery to Bennett, right side. To Montgomery, in a lot of traffic. I'm sorry, that was Hostetter in a lot of traffic. He's able to get it to fall. Thomas has it. To Snelling. Back to Thomas, over to Ambrosia, left side. Ambrosia to Thomas, to Songer, over to Snelling, drives the baseline. Hostetter with the block, but they call him for a foul. Actually looked like a good block, but that's not what they're going to call it. Snelling to the line. He'll shoot two fouls now on Hostetter. First shot. Good. Second shot. It's good. Inbound comes to Reardon. Reardon sends it up ahead to Hostetter. Hostetter takes it in traffic. Shot no good. Thomas ends up with the ball, but they're going to call a jump ball. It will favor Lynn County. 5:09 left in the third. Tigers on top, 52-22. Inbound comes to Hostetter. A little spin move. Shoots over Scudder. Scudder call with a foul. That will send Hostetter to the line. That's Scudder's first foul. First shot's good. Second shot, it's good. Scudder will inbound it to awaiting Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline. To Snelling right wing. Snelling thinks about taking it in, gathers it up, gets it back to Thomas up top. Thomas over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia back to Thomas. Thomas feeds it in to Scudder. Shot up off the glass is no good. Lynn County with the rebound. Reardon has it. We're headed the other way in a hurry. Reardon back out up top. Shot for three is no good. Thomas with the rebound. Passes it up ahead right in the hands of Montgomery. Montgomery for Lynn County comes across. Back to Fusco. Fusco to Montgomery. Montgomery. They're going to get him with carrying the ball. That was a good call. Thomas inbounds to Ambrosia. Back to Thomas. Thomas brings it up. Over to Ambrosia, left side. Ambrosia into Songer. Back to Ambrosia. Ambrosia gets the ball to Fall as he streaks along the right side of the lane. 54-24. The inbound comes to Montgomery. Montgomery up ahead. Scoop shot, no good. Ends up in the hands of Fusco. Fusco shot, no good. Lynn County with the rebound. To Hostetter. Hostetter shot, no good. Songer with the rebound. Songer to Thomas. Thomas headed up the other direction to Ambrosia. To Scudder in traffic. Scudder shot, no good. Reardon with the rebound. Reardon to Montgomery. Montgomery brings it up across the timeline. Nearly walks with it. Back to Reardon. Reardon squares up a three. Shot's good. Thomas bring it back the other way. To Snelling. Snelling drives the baseline. Shot no good. Ends up in the hands of Scudder. He gets it to Fall. Montgomery brings it across. Spin move. Out to Reardon. Reardon is going to drive along the left side of the lane. A little floater falls in. Thomas will bring it back the other way. It comes across the timeline. To Scudder. Scudder can't quite hold on to it. Ends up on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. Nice idea. Just didn't quite work. Wholesale substitutions now. Owen, Hazen, Furtick, Treasure, Watson back in. Furtick will inbound it. To Owens, to Treasure, no look into Watson. Watson picks it up in a lot of traffic. He's just a beast inside there. Call the foul on Bennett. It's four on him. Shot's good. 16 fouls now. Lynn County. O'Kane comes in. Bennett comes out. O'Kane there with four fouls. Along with four on Bennett. So two players now in serious foul trouble. Comes into O'Kane. O'Kane comes across the timeline. Sends it to Reardon. Reardon drives the baseline. They're going to get Furtick with the foul. That will send Reardon to the line. And if he is as good a free throw shooter as he is a three-point shooter, he should have some success here. First shot's up. Good. Second shot. It's good. He's a pretty good little shooter. Pretty good-sized boy, too. Hazen has it up top. Hazen to Owen. Back to Hazen up top around the horn to Furtick. Furtick drives it in. A little floater up off the glass. It's good. The bank is open. Send the ball up to Fusco. Send it in traffic, but right in the hands of Kylie Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline. Takes it in. Shot up off the glass is no good. But he draws a foul. foul is going to be on Reardon. That's his third. Watson threaded the needle between the two defenders. Shot, good. Second shot, no good. Rebound Lynn County. O'Kane will bring it up. Sends it up over the right side to Montgomery. Montgomery back out up top to Bowen. Bowen back to Montgomery. Looks to feed it in. Has the ball stolen by Hazen. Hazen comes across the timeline. Feeds over to Treasure, left side, shot up off the glass is good. 1:32 left in the third. Fusco brings across the timeline to O'Kane. O'Kane shot, partially blocked. Kylie Watson called for the foul. That will send O'Kane to the line to shoot two. 1:23 left in the third. Tigers lead 63-31. Kane shot. Not much rotation, but it falls. More substitutions. Scudder, Songer, Thomas, Ambrosia, and Snellen back in the game. O'Kane's second shot is good as well. Songer will inbound it to winning Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it up across the timeline. Thomas left side. Thomas will drive the baseline. Shot no good. Songer ends up with it, but they're going to call it a jump. Songer is a jumping fool. It will be Lynn County's ball. Lynn County gets it in, but right in the hands of Ambrosia, but they're going to say he stepped on the line. Substitution, Bennett in the game. Two players now with four fouls. Bennett will inbound it. Bennett in it to O'Kane. O'Kane brings it up. Kane sends it to the right side. Bowen back to the corner. And they're going to say that Bennett stepped on the line. So the ball will come back to the Tigers. Songer will inbound it. 59 seconds. The inbound comes to Thomas. Thomas brings it up. D'Ambrosia, left side. Back to Thomas over the right side to Snelling. Snelling shot for three is good. Bowen, pestered by D'Ambrosia, gets it up to Fusco to O'Kane. O'Kane has the left side guarded by Thomas. To Fusco. Fusco cross court to Bowen over to O'Kane. Shot for three comes up short. They're going to say Fusco touched the last, and so it'll come back to the Tigers. Inbound comes to Thomas. Thomas brings it up. Over to D'Ambrosia. D'Ambrosia sends it into Songer in traffic. Somehow gets it to Scudder, back to D'Ambrosia on the left side. D'Ambrosia says, okay, I'll shoot for three. Shot no good. Songer with the rebound. Fadeaway shot no good. Montgomery with the rebound. He nearly walked with it. Gets it over to O'Kane. Time expires. Shot is off the mark. And so at the end of three, Tigers lead by 33, 66-33. So with the mercy rule, this one should go pretty fast from here on out. On the floor for the Tigers, beginning of the fourth. Thomas, Hazen, Furtick, Treasure, and Watson. Hazen's going to shoot for three, and it's going to fall, except they're only going to give him two. O'Kane has it. O'Kane sends it up ahead to Bowen. Bowen wants to drive it, gets it in, to number 12, and they're going to get Kylie Watson for a foul. And it was a good foul. The proper call. That should be his third. He was kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. First shot by Bennett is good. Second shot is on its way. It's no good. Watson with the rebound sends it up ahead to Thomas. Thomas tries to feed it into Thomas. Lynn County ends up with it. Reardon has it. Reardon to Bowen. Bowen to Bennett. Reardon's going to shoot for three. This one's going to be short. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. Hazen will bring it up. Lynn County falls back. Hazen gets it into Kylie Watson. Watson muscles it in. Shot falls. He gets the points and the foul. Foul is going to be on Hostetter. That's his third. 18 fouls now on Lynn County. Watson gets the old-fashioned three-point play. Inbounds comes to Bowen. Bowen, spin move, nearly carries it, wants to drive along. Right side of the lane, dumps it to Hostetter. Hostetter's shot is no good, but he draws a foul. Foul is going to be on Fertig. It's his third. Hostetter's shot. Good. More substitutions. McKim, Owens, Reeves now. Dylan Reddy. Second shot is good. Reeves will inbound it to Reddy. Redding will bring it up. Redding to Reeves at the elbow. To Redding around the horn to Owens. Shot well off the mark into the hands of Lynn County. Redding has it. Sends it to Hayden Coyne, left side. Back to Owens up top into Reeves in traffic. Reeves shot up, no good. Back in the hands of Redding. Redding shot, no good. Lynn County with the rebound. O'Kane takes it up along the side. And draws the foul by Dylan Redding. That will send Reardon to the line. A little give and go to O'Kane. His shot is up and good. Redding will bring it up. Over the right side to Owens. Tries to send it to Reeves in traffic. Ball is stolen by Linton County's Montgomery. His shot is up and good. Coyne brings it up across the line. Nearly walks with it. Gets it to Redding, left side, to Reeves in traffic. Reeves' shot is up and good from the elbow. Redding goes for the steal on the inbound. It gets poked out of bounds, so it'll stay with Lynn County. Reardon will inbound it. Reardon to Bowen. Send it all the way up ahead to Bennett. Bennett's shot's no good, but he's fouled. He'll shoot two. 3:31 left in the fourth period. Foul is on Reddy. First First shot by Bennett. No good. Second shot. This one falls. 73-41 now. Tigers well in control. Lynn County with the steal. Reardon has it. Kicks it back out to Bowen. Bowen around the corner. Shot falls. Foul by 51, which is Hayden Coyne. That's his first, and that will send Bennett to the line. First shot's no good. Reardon with the rebound. His shot's no good, but he's fouled. The only good thing about this fouling is the clock is not stopping. It's just ticking right down. 2:23 left in the game. Reardon to the line, and he'll shoot two. First shot, good. Second shot, it's good. Boy, Reardon is a good shooter. For a big guy. Hayden Coyne tries to drive it in. Loses the handle on it to Dylan Redding. Shot no good. Ends up in the hands of Lynn County. They send it up ahead to Aldrow. Aldrow loses the handle on it, but Reardon ends up with it. Back to O'Kane. O'Kane's shot no good. McKim with the rebound. McKim to Redding. To Owen. Owen cross-court pass. Ends up in the hand of Reardon, but he steps on the line. Time is stopped because Lynn County is now within 30. Redding has the ball to Reeves in traffic. Shot is up and good. Now Tigers are back up to 30 points. Bowen sends it over the right side to number 23. Shot is up and good by Alderer. Redding brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Coyne, left wing. Coyne back to Redding, around to Owens in traffic. But O'Kane with the steal. O'Kane steps on the line. .106 left in the game. Owens tries to get it into Reeves, but it's poked out of bounds by Montgomery. Owens to Redding. Redding squares up just inside the arc. Shot no good. Reardon with the rebound. Reardon brings it up. Pass over to Montgomery. Montgomery drives the baseline. Shot falls. Reeves will inbound it. Out to Coyne. Coyne brings it up. 48 seconds left. Coyne. Over to Redding. Shot up. No good. Lynn County with a rebound. O'Kane will take it up. And they're going to call a foul on Owen. With 38 seconds left. Ten free throws, so it'll be the double bonus. O'Kane at the line. His first shot. No good. Second shot. Good. Well, there's just no rotation on his balls at all. The inbound comes to Dylan Redding. Montgomery pokes it out. Reeves will inbound it. Up to McKim. McKim brings it across the timeline. Back out to Redding. Coyne. Coyne out to Owens. Owens to Coyne. Coyne's shot. No good. Ends up in the hands of O'Kane. O'Kane will bring it up. Ends up in the hands of Fusco. Fusco's shot no good. Up ahead to Owens. Owens' shot is good. With 8 seconds left, Tigers now 77-50. Reardon will bring it up. 3 seconds left. Reardon squares up for three. Shot no good. And that's a ball game. Tigers win it 77-50. If you're just joining us, the girls end up on the short end of the stick, 50-30. So this is John Slavin. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be back for Friday's game, which will be our last home game of the season and our last broadcast. So until then, we'll see you next time.